Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
King D Music featuring Called Out Music, Nobody Like You. It's 12:30 and we get straight into the word this afternoon, courtesy of Nyeleti Mnisi. Nyeleti, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Satempo. How are you? I greet you and I also greet the listeners as well.
I'm good. We are good. How are you?
We are still kept. We are still loved. We are still under the covering of God.
Amen. Amen. And amen. So today we're talking the will and testament of the Father.
Yeah. Yep. That's where God is taking us this afternoon, so simple. When I inquired of the Lord, when I asked, what do the listeners of Radio Pulpit need to hear about? You know, I normally say that I ask before I can get to any platform. I want to know that what is it that God, your people need to hear? Because I have this thing in me that says a powerful message means nothing if the people in the room are not relevant. Relevant by saying that is this what they need? And he said to me, the will and the testament of the Father. And I know when you speak like that, it kind of takes people to, you know, that place of somebody has passed, you know, you are reading what is left for you. But yes, that's what God has for us this afternoon.
Amen. Let's get straight into it.
Amen. Thank you. I've already interceded for the word, Sesimpo, so I'll go right into it.
Amen.
As Sesimpo has introduced me, my name is Nyeleti Yamasase Munisi. You know, I like putting Yamasase in there because it holds a very important meaning into the gospel that I do and everything that I stand for. So my name is Nyeleti Yamasase Munisi. This afternoon, I'll be sharing the word of God with you. I am borrowing you a message that God has given unto me. I have a strong belief that whatever message that God borrows me or gives to me, he also wants me to take it to his people. And when, as I've already said to the simple, that when I was asking, when I went into a secret place of prayer and say, Lord, I am about to go speak to your people, what do they need to hear? And, you know, it was very clear. Of late, I've been going through a season of God speaking to me in the last couple of days about the fact that he is about to do, he's about to deliver. We are at the season where people need to, you know, take over the land that he has been speaking about. And we all know that the minute we speak about the land, we speak about God giving or letting the people take over the land. We are talking about the children of Israel. And we are that. I feel that we are that nation, the nation that God loved so much. You know, he chose us, even though we get to a point where we know that Israelite was that nation where they were given up. You know, I like making an example of saying that there was once a time where he dropped them off in Egypt and he spoke to Moses that go pick up my people. And I say pick up because for me, when I was reading, I feel that, you know what, God gave them up. So pick up for me, though it's a very playful term, but it fits well with me to understand that when God puts you somewhere, he has the power again to come and pick you up. So when he said to me that the will and the testament of the Father, where I am going to read, it will give you an understanding of why he is reminding us of the will and the testament of the Father. Go with me to the book of Joshua, Joshua 1:10, and I will leave it at 13. My version is NLT. That's where I sit very comfortably and hear the message of God. And it reads as follows. Joshua then commanded the officers of Israel, go through the camp and tell the people to get their provision ready. In 3 days, you will cross the Jordan River, take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you. And then Joshua called together the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and half tribe of Manasseh. He told them, remember what Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you. The Lord your God is giving you a place of rest. He has given you this land.
Amen.
The last part of it, the Lord your God is giving you this place of rest. He has given you this land.
Yeah.
The minute somebody speaks about the testament, as a simple, we know that you are thinking about what your mother could have left for you, what your husband could have left for you. But there is something about the will and testament of the world that differs from the testament of God, that I am coming here to give you the differences and take you out from making this to the same thing. Because I feel that as the children of God, even though God was giving me this message that in 3 days, and I allow me to tell you that when I speak about 3 days, it may be 3 days literally to somebody, but it may be 3 days that God has planned in 3 months for someone.
Yeah.
But the point is that my God is saying he's about to do it. The will that he wrote from the first time, the very first day, you know, there is something that David says in his Psalms, in the book of Psalms 139, and anyone who knows me knows I cannot speak, cannot refer to the Psalms of David, especially speaking about the promises of God. David said to God, you know, God, in the book of 139, verse 16, he says that, you, Lord, you saw me before I was even a substance. You planned my day to a T. Like, you planned everything. My plans, you mapped them out for me.
Amen.
Before you were in your mother's womb. So now that's where the will and the testament of David's life began. That's what he was telling God. You wrote down plans for me. You said I will be here and there and there. There is a destiny where you are taking me. That is the will and testimony of God about your life. 34 years ago, what did he say about Nyeleti Yamasasi? What he said then, what he wrote down will not change. Now, the will and testament of this world that your husband has written down for you today, the simple, we know this is the life that we are living. People change their mind all the time, but God will never change his mind. The will of this world can be altered. You wake up in the morning, your husband is no longer happy with you. There is a possibility that when he passes, you are sitting in the presence of the lawyers. What you have agreed upon has changed. If he had said you are going to receive 3%, our 3% is no longer 3%, it's 1%.
Yeah.
And you start questioning. If your mother had said, my child, I trust you to run my company. You sit that final day when you have just laid her to rest, and then the paperwork arrives, and then they say, no, that's not what is on the paperwork.
Sure.
You are not even part of it anymore. And my God yesterday said, go speak to my people and tell them that my will never be altered. My mind will never be changed.
Yeah.
What I have spoken, that is why Joshua was saying to them, do you remember? Do you remember what the Lord said to you from the beginning of time? That day he went to Moses and he said, go pick up my children whom I have dropped off in Egypt. Moses, go pick them up because it is time for them to come take possession of the land. Now, that is your God who is not changing his mind on you. But I have learned as well that the reason why we get to a point where we feel like in a foul play in the will and the testament of the Lord, like the one of the world, is because of the journey in between.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like God has changed his mind about you. I am here to take you out of that mentality today. I am here to move you out of that mentality.
Amen.
I want you to move out of those thoughts. My God will not change his mind. Even when you get to a place called Mara, he is still your God.
He's still God.
When the water is bitter in Mara, he has not changed about Canaan. If we get to a point where we feel like Mara is replacing Canaan, you are making the biggest mistake of your life. That's why you'll be stuck in there for the longest of time.
Mm.
When you get to Mara, you say, Mara, I will endure you because in front of me there is Canaan.
Sure. And you know that that time is not indefinite. I think like you're rightfully putting it, which it's seasonal and it doesn't change who God is in your life.
Amen. Amen.
Sure.
And if we can stand on top of understanding that seasons, I like it when you said seasons. You're taking me to a place where I always refer to. The simple, summer is not there forever.
Yeah.
You've never been in summer when for 4 years. You get to summer, and if summer has been said, which summer lasts 3 months, you will be in summer for 3 months. And when you get to some, and maybe it's very important, allow me again to say that as a child of God, if you want to get to the will and the testament of the Father, which will not change up on you, and you don't even delay yourself, understand that when you get to a season, if you want to get to it alone, you will be stuck in there forever. Mm. Tell God, my Father, ready me into a season so I cannot be delayed in it.
Yeah.
Clothe me with the summer clothes that I need, because some places really they just want us to be light. When you go in the head and then you will remain there. What would have happened? What would have happened if Moses was not consulting with God when they got to Mara? What would have happened? They wouldn't have known that there is a place called Elim before them, because when Moses started saying, "Hi God, your people now they think the water is too bitter," my Father was bound to show up. And he spoke to Moses. And it's in the consulting with the Father constantly. David said, again, I ask. He never grew weary of asking. Gideon said, my Father, you have shown me the first sign, but I want you to show me another one. One thing we need to know is that he is not like men who have written the will and they'll go hide it with the lawyer. Mm. The will and testament of men is hidden in a lawyer's office somewhere.
Yeah.
But the Father's will, you have it every day in your house.
It's accessible. It's accessible to all of us.
Accessible. Through a song. Amen. Through a scripture. Mm. Like right now as we are sitting here, think about it. Silla, radio pulpit. That's your will and testament.
Mm.
That's where you get the reminder. So this afternoon or this morning, I just want to say to anyone listening, I know, Mina, I'm very realistic even when preaching the word of God, that times are hard. They get us to a point where we feel like, you know what, there is no longer tomorrow. Or maybe I shouldn't even try to get tomorrow. I have been there. I know what I'm talking about. The reason I say that the will of the Father does not change is because I have been at a point in my life where I feel like he has changed his mind upon me. But he has not.
Mm-hmm.
When you go back to him, fully go back to him and say, God, but did I not hear you right when you spoke in this year? In this certain year, sometimes you even move out of the scriptures, because right now, remember, we are talking about the scriptures. What did he say to you in a throne room of prayer?
Yeah.
What is the promise that he said to Mpo?
Yeah, yeah.
It was, he made a promise to Mpo before Mpo, we've had Mpo on radio pulpit, before Mpo could become a wife, before Mpo could become a vessel that we now look up to. What did he promise you? When you remember that promise is simple, it will be easy for you to go back to him and say, my Father, it is falling apart.
Mm.
And he will give you get this, when you say it's falling apart, I am not saying when you say it's falling apart, Lord, he will then say, for a right to where you are going. No, he will give you the strength to understand that you are still in the journey in between that is preparing you for where you are going.
Amen.
The journey in between is necessary. He says in the book of Isaiah that I will give you strength. Those that stay in the Lord, I will renew their strength and they will mount up like eagles. They will run and never get weary. Because you constantly take this back to him. You are saying, my Father, your will is not hidden from me. I know you've spoken about this. It's there in the scriptures. I am tired today. I don't feel like doing it anymore. And when you do that, my God said to me sometime during the beginning of the year that I am not sleeping in on you.
Yeah, yeah.
I am not sleeping in on you. So that is my message to somebody today. I want someone to go regain their strength. If you had given up on it, if you had told yourself that I am leaving it all behind because I have been trying time and time and time and again, but I am not getting different results, I am saying to you, remember the promise he made to you. Joshua is saying to them, remember what he had said to the servant Moses. And in fact, I love the fact that in the book of Deuteronomy 34, verse 4, before Moses could, I call it the party, you know, when you want to say that they are creeping. But just before Moses died, God took him up to a mountain. He said to Moses, because God is an honest one. You see, that's how he is so true to his word. He did not want Moses to get to a place of death without understanding what was this whole sack of Canaan. Why was God being, take my people, yet I'm dying here. He said to Moses, my servant, come. Look. on the other side, do you see the place on the other side? That's what I have been speaking about the entire journey. That's what my heart was aching for, the need that I had for my people. That is the land that I want them to take possession of. Though you, my servant Moses, you will not take part in it because your journey ends here. Because you are done, you are faithful, you served, it is okay. I end here, but I want you to remember that the promise I made to Abraham, to Jacob and Isaac, your ancestors, I'm about to fulfill it.
Amen.
That's how honest my God is.
Sure.
That's how honest my God is. I was thinking today, the simple as I was just going through the Bible, and I was on this story of Abraham. I wanted to just understand something, and my eyes fell on something. I saw how the father of Abraham began the journey to go to Canaan. But he rested in Ur up until he died there before he could get there. And when now God comes and says to Abraham, I want you to leave your native country to now go to a country that I will show you, which was Canaan. There are things which God began long time ago, yeah, and we feel that He has forgotten. He has not forgotten it. I stand here, I say, Mina, I'm standing for a legacy that my father has worked very hard for, this gospel that he suffered for, the gospel that he preached, and I saw this gospel serving him. When he was serving God, the gospel was serving him. Now I say, my father, what you began, I refuse to let it die, because you couldn't have made a promise to my father, and you do not fulfill it. Some of the things we are going to receive today are promises which God made to our fathers.
Amen.
There's a man and a woman of God who prays and he will fulfill it.
Amen. It is Heart to Heart right here on Radio Pulpit. We'll take a musical break, make our way back with Nyeledi Mnisi right here on Heart to Heart. In case you've just joined us, Joshua 1, that's Joshua 1 from verse 10 to 13. That's where we are this afternoon. The will and testament of the Father. The will and testament of the Father. So we're going to take a musical break, make our way back, and continue. Here's Desire Ramaila. Lord, there is none like you.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Desire Ramaila with Lord, There Is None Like You. It is 7 minutes before top of the hour. We're joined on the line by Nyeledi. And we're about to wrap up, Mnisi. We're on Joshua 1 verses 10 to 13, in case you've just joined us. The will and testament of the Father, that's where we are. Nyeledi, you're going to wrap up for us and pray with and for us this afternoon.
Okay, so Simple, thank you. Allow me to say this before I go and pray. You know, as the music was playing there, and my eyes fell upon the word that said, remember. The minute somebody says to you, remember, there's a possibility that you have forgotten. And that is why, again, we are sitting here today reminding the listeners that he is not a God who has forgotten. But it took me to a discussion that I had this morning with my sister, and I said that, you know, there are foundations which God has built long time ago in each and every one of us. But he needed to leave the foundation to get to a point of being trusted enough to start taking the building. We know that if the foundation has been built and the sun burns it up, rain rains upon it, you know the foundation is guaranteed. If you have been asking yourself, why has he not yet built up on what he has promised you, I want you to hold on to this. He wanted you to get to a point where you will be able to take what he's about to build upon you. That should be a promise enough for you to know that when he says in 3 days you are taking over the place, the Israelites were now ready for the place. They've had a situation where they were fighting in the middle of the journey. So when they get to this place, God now knew that these are my people who understand the journey in between. So do not worry. The foundation in you, God now trusts it and is going to build up upon it. Join me in prayer, Sister Paul, this afternoon as I pray for the listeners, as I pray for the people of God, as I pray for the church of God. Heavenly Father, I thank you. God, you alone, you are worthy, and there is none like you. Indeed, it is true. There isn't anyone like you. My Father, there isn't anyone who loves us like you do. There isn't anyone who is as considerate of us as you do. My Father, even when we forsake the place where you have put us upon, but you never forsake us. You never forget us, oh God. And this afternoon, my God, I just want to come and say thank you for reminding us that you are God who still has a plan over our life. You are a God who still has and is remaining faithful to the word and the promises that you have made unto us. My Lord, you may have made this plan long time ago, but my Father, we stand here today and we say your children, my Father, are tired. Your children, oh God, they are running well. My Father, they have gotten to a point where they think that there may be a false claim in the will and the testament which they've been holding on to for so many years. My Father, they are ready to walk out of the purpose that you allow them to carry for so long. My Father, your people are in a state where they can carry. My Father, they are in a purpose where they can even abort what they are pregnant with, because my Father, they still forsake. And right now, I stand as a servant of God, and I release a word of power, a word, oh God, of restoration. Let them go back into a place of understanding that he is a God who began this great work in us, the foundation in us, and he will continue building up on it when the time is right. My God, we trust you. May we get to a point where we trust you again. We trust that you, when you made the plan, we trust that you, when you spoke to us in the throne room of prayer, we believe we had you so clearly, but the enemy came and stole the faith. The enemy distracted us, and we feel that, my Father, you are no longer with us in this thing. And I know that's what the enemy is after. God, I pray right now, I pray, whomever, oh God, who had gone to a place where they were doubting what was once said about you in their life, God, I say, let them go back into a place of believing. We are taking them back into a place of hope. My God, I restore hope. My Father, I want them to know that he is not a man that should ever lie, nor a human being to change his mind. He is a God who remains faithful to his word. God, your people just want to be taken back to a place of believing again. And God, if that's the only thing you can do this afternoon for us, take us there. If that's what we need, to be taken to a place where we have faith again, take us there. But do not let us remain in a place of doubt. My God, restore in us. Restoration power upon us, oh God. I trust you, and I believe that, my God, you have done what you needed to do this afternoon, and the word that you have released according to the book of Isaiah 55, it will not go back home void. It will not go back to you void, but it has done what it was supposed to do, and it has released fruit upon your children. They receive life again. They receive hope. You are a God who will never, never, ever leave us nor forsake us, and we trust you again this afternoon. I love you so much, Holy Spirit. Baba Shkomo Shamina, I trust and I believe in what only you can do. Amen and amen. Thank you, Sister Paul.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Niledi, for blessing us with the word. And thank you for praying with us as well. We really, really appreciate you. Thank you, thank you. Before I let you go, how do we get a hold of you on social media or any other platform?
I am on Twitter at Our Wedding in Kana without an A at the end. Facebook, Niledi Yamisho. No, that is on Instagram. On me, and on Facebook, it's Niledi Yamasase Munisi. Those are my social media handles. And all the information or contact details is found in each and every social platform of mine. Thank you, Sasimba.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Sasi. Really appreciate it. Bless you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. It is just a minute, actually way less than that. It's 1 o'clock on the dot. I'm right here on the show. Thank you so much, Niledi. Really, really appreciate it. We'll get, I think, straight into news and actual fact. Thank you so, so much. Bless your heart, Niledi. On the other side of 1 o'clock, we'll link up with Mancha Pieha right here on the show. We'll make sure we link up with her. We've got Level Up coming up on the other side.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM Sounds of Life.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.